More Alaskans are leaving tonight for the United Nations climate change talks in Copenhagen, Denmark. Members of the Yukon River Intertribal Watershed Council will be attending both as observers and presenters. Brian Miracle is the Watershed Council's lead scientist. He says the council operates the largest indigenous observation network in the world, maintaining 39 fixed station sites that cover the Yukon Basin and measure water quality. He plans to talk to other indigenous people at the climate meetings about the Yukon Observer System, and he'll also be on hand to be a translator of sorts for technical and scientific information for the Watershed Council attendees.
Our chair of our board, Clarence Alexander, and one of our leader advisors, Peter Captain, will be the main focus of our trip there. And so I'll be there helping to disseminate scientific information to them.
Miracle says he wants to help make sure indigenous voices are heard and recognized as climate change observer experts.
To talk with different scientists, to really get a sense of what the larger countries are thinking about doing related to climate change impacts and how that we can be effective at building adaptation strategies around climate change.
Peter Captain Sr. is a former Galena resident and Loudoun Tribal Council First Chief. He is a vice president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference and an elder advisor for the Watershed Council Board of Directors. He says Native people in northern countries have been reporting climate change observations for 50 years. One of his goals is to make sure his children and younger generations understand the changes and recognize them.
We travel the river a lot, you know, and you can see the permafrost in the bank, and I tell them, you know, that's what's happening, you know, global warming. And there are, you know, sometimes a whole lake would disappear, you know, due to permafrost melting. Foundations on buildings, you know, starting to, you know, waver because of the melting permafrost.
Captain says he hopes President Obama will make some firm commitments to curbing carbon emissions during the Copenhagen gathering, but he says he hears and knows of the pressure from climate change skeptics.
As an indigenous person, we've been fighting these battles ever since, you know, day one. So we need to make people aware that unless they start doing something to curb these, you know, these emissions and whatnot, that, you know, we're all going to perish. You know, there's not going to be anything left for our children and grandchildren.
The Yukon River Intertribal Watershed Council's chairman, Clarence Alexander, will give a presentation in Copenhagen next Thursday evening, December 17th. The state's Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Larry Hartig will address the gathering next Tuesday, the 15th.